I hate even asking this question anymore, but I'm always hoping somebody will have an answer. Is there anything new in terms of prediction of response to either the anti-EGFR agents as well as bevacizumab?
I wish there was. I think that it's very, very clear that immunohistochemical staining for EGFR is clinically irrelevant, and recognizing that what I'm about to say is an off-label statement, I don't believe it should be done. I was disappointed that that language was in the panitumumab package insert, and I feel it shouldn't be in either the panitumumab or cetuximab labeling. Nevertheless, it is. Almost everybody has stopped doing that as far as I'm aware. In New York State, the Medicare provider has had on its website for over a year now that EGFR staining is not predictive and not required. So I think that we've moved beyond that. There's some interesting data suggesting that RAS mutational status might help predict, but I don't think we're ready for prime time use of that yet.
Predict response or lack of response?
One or the other. In other words, that we may be able to, on the basis of RAS mutational status, predict a population that is not going to benefit, whereas the population without the mutation will have a significantly higher chance of response. So it may be a useful predictor for selecting therapy. That's something that being actively looked at in our study and others, but I don't think we have a definitive answer on that yet.